You're listening to the MRC TV Podcast Public Service Announcement.
Welcome to the MRC TV Podcast. I'm Eric Shiner. With me today is Nick Kangadas from MRC TV, best known from Out of Left Field. But we're not going to be talking sports and politics today. We're going to be talking about an article you did recently about the word lynching that has everybody up in arms right now. Of course, defined, it means to be killed by or hung by a mob without for an alleged offense with or without a trial. That's the official definition. But of course, everybody on the left wants to relate it to racism, unless, of course, they've said it in the past, and then somehow it's miraculously not racist at all. You dealt with a couple tweets about this, and of course, this stems from President Trump looking at this closed inquiry being led by House Democrats. It's not being held open in the public. Republicans have very, very limited say. They can ask some questions, but they don't get to release the information. They don't get to have lawyers on hand. President Trump referred to it as a lynching. So a lynching, if it's an alleged offense without a legal trial, it's being killed for one, kind of applies in this case. I can see why he's using the term. Democrats go, oh, my goodness, you're comparing it to the lynchings of racism, which is not a comparison he actually made.
No, he was pertaining to a political lynching, which is what many Democrats, as we've seen on videos, as we've seen in tweets, used many times before. And they never had a problem. You know, the funny thing, actually, I find about all this is everybody's complaining, you should never use that word. You should never use that word. Yet with one tweet, Trump has everybody using that word.
Well, you know what they say, they never use that word. You looked at some previous tweets and comments from other political lawmakers.
Well, I remembered writing the story months and months ago about the French actor Jussi Smollett. And I remembered that Kamala Harris and Cory Booker both equated what happened to Smollett as a modern day lynching. And I'm like, well, why is it okay for them? And nobody called them out about it. Actually, one reporter called out Kamala Harris about it one time on camera, and Kamala Harris just caught deer in the headlights. So even she knew, she was like, I might have gone a little bit too far, especially considering it was BS.
Well, here's the thing. Everything's about race with leftists.
Yes.
Whether it's now they're looking at grades, A, B, and if you grade somebody's writing, you're enforcing, white supremacy. I mean, they're looking at these kind of ridiculous things. Everything's offensive. Everything's about race, especially if President Trump says it. But they go back and you look at previous impeachment video, and there is a ton of it. There's a ton of it out there. We have Danny Davis. Mm-hmm. We have Gregory Meeks. We have Joe Biden. We have Jim McDermott. We have Charlie Rangel.
Well, you know, the funny thing about Joe Biden is that earlier in the day, Biden tweeted out basically condemning Trump for using the word, and you should never use that
word.
You should never use that word. And then he was called out for using the word in the past when he was referring to Bill Clinton's impeachment process. And then he explained it away as Trump was deliberate in his use of it.
Oh, well, that makes... Yeah, he admits he used the wrong word at the occasion. But the thing is, at the time, he was not the only Democrat to do so.
Well, here's my thing about that, pertaining to Biden. You can say, okay, Trump was deliberate in his use of it. Maybe he shouldn't have used it. But the rebuttal to that is, are you telling us, Mr. Biden, former Vice President Biden, that you don't know what you're talking about half the time?
Well,
that's what that would intimate.
Let's take a listen. Here's Joe Biden using it.
The process is being demeaned. And I have great faith in Henry Hyde, but old Henry better get on the job. Because unless he figures out how to corral this, no matter what happens, even if the president should be impeached, history is going to question whether or not this was just a partisan lynching or whether or not it was something that, in fact, met the standard.
All right, so that goes exactly to what's going on today.
Listen, it's not about this. If we really want to get real about it, it's not about racism. It's about being outraged at Trump. Okay, the Russian thing didn't work. this Ukraine thing isn't working, so what do you do? Let's just keep calling them a racist. You know, in between the Russia thing and the Ukraine thing, you saw for a few weeks there, they just couldn't stop calling them a racist. It's not about racism. It's about being pissed at the guy that made you all look really dumb in 2016.
All right, you speak of, you know, the Russian attempt didn't work. Listen to Gregory Meeks. This is back, I believe, from 98. Gregory Meeks makes these comments on the House floor.
Little did I expect that 10 months later, I would have to cast a vote that was certain to become one of the most important in my life. I intend to vote against each of these articles of impeachment. My reasons are neither partisan, nor do they reflect my distaste and dissatisfaction with the president's behavior. Instead, my votes are a protest against an unfair process. The inequities in the impeachment process have been glaring. The Republicans started with Whitewater. They found nothing. Ken Starr then went to Travelgate. He found nothing. He never released documents. In fact, he made no effort to publicly admit to the lack of evidence against the president. Instead, he developed relationships with the Jones legal team and withheld this information from the Justice Department. Rather than disclosing the bias to this bias, his bias to the proper parties, what we are doing or what we are doing here is not a prosecution. It's a persecution. And indeed, it is a political lynching.
So there we go. Absolutely. What he says could be applied by anyone today.
Look, anybody with half a brain, even the people accusing Trump of being a racist, know. It's just a word. People can use it. There's different meanings. There's different context to it. People generally, before Trump used it, acted like adults and said, okay, they're talking about this. But because Trump used it, and again, because they're still so enraged about how bad he made them look in 2016, that it must be racist coming from him. It's got to be racist because, as we all know, Trump's a white supremacist.
Well, that's it. You know, Trump chose his words carefully. And perfect example, the media is giving them cover as well. This morning on Good Morning America, they talked about how, well, you know, when people play these old clips, like, they weren't going to come out. I mean, did people think that Democrats never said the word lynching before? I mean, talk about the party that's associated the most with lynching, folks. Historically speaking, I'm not wrong.
No, absolutely not.
Okay, historically speaking, I'm not wrong. They are the party that one could associate with lynching, especially in the way that they want to paint it. But Good Morning America this morning comes out and was like, well, you know, when these things are brought up, you know, it's not the same because of Trump's connections and Trump's history with racism.
The president's defenders were very quick to point out that some Democrats, including Joe Biden, used this term to describe the impeachment of Bill Clinton. Biden's defenders say neither he nor the other Democrats have the same incendiary history around racial issues that this president does.
Well, everything's rooted in racism now. You want to know why? Because it's easy. It's easy for lazy people to actually give themselves an argument because they don't have an actual argument. So I'm going to take the word the, and oh my God, I could say it pertained to some tragic incident that happened in 1824. Oh my God, the word the is now racist. They're going to eventually get to that point because they're going to run out of words. They're going to run out of words to classify as racist.
But they all use it. We have Danny Davis using it.
I will not disregard the people who elected me. 70% of them have said to me, protect the president. Vote to keep this president in office. So I will not vote for this nightmare before Christmas. I will not vote for this lynching in the people's house.
We have Meeks. We have Charlie Rangel. They've all said, you know, they've all used it political lynching. They all used it in terms of impeachment, dealing with impeachment. But it's so different when they use it.
Well, because it's not one of their own. It's not one of the club using it. They want to go to racism. And again, it's not necessarily just about racism. It's about being outraged at President Trump. As we've said before, Trump could come out tomorrow on the White House lawn with a big banner that says we've cured cancer. And the media would come up with a way to say, well, why were you holding out on us? Why didn't you come out with this sooner? So many people could have been saved. You're a murderer. You're Hitler. You know, and the guy can do no right by the media. And it just goes to show how petty they are, Really? Because like I said, it's a lazy argument. Nine times out of ten, when I hear somebody come back at me in terms of an intellectual conversation or argument and come up with, well, that's racist or that's sexist or that's whatever ist or phobe, okay, I know I already won the argument because they don't have anything else to argue. You either argue the point or you just come up with something in order to make the other guy, in order to smear the other guy. That's essentially what they're doing. That's all they do is smear. Now, the brilliant part on Trump's part is that he's doing what he typically does. He plays the media and politicians like a fiddle. Okay, he probably had some work to do yesterday, and he was like, well, what can I tweet to throw them off the scent? It's like, oh my God, look, I'm going to say lynching in a tweet. Watch them lose their freaking minds. I got other stuff to do. So, I mean, that's essentially what it comes down to. He's playing one step ahead of them because he knows what they're going to be outraged
about. But now it's not going to last because now that the media's heard the other clips. First they got outraged, then the other clips are thrown in their face. You already saw Good Morning America blow it off. This is going to go quiet by the end of tomorrow.
Well, then we're just going to get another tweet. He's got stuff to do. He's a busy guy. He's got to put something in there that the piranhas can feed on. So,
but everything that they said then absolutely applies to what's going on today. I mean, it's the same issue, except in here's the difference. The big difference is when it was the Clinton impeachment trial, those were held out in the open. Those were in public. Both parties were allowed to participate equally in those. So one could actually make the argument, this looks more like a lynching than
a witch
what
hunt,
was previously applied the word lynching to.
Yeah, a witch hunt, a lynching, whatever you want to call it, that's what it is. Because like I said, and we can repeat this over and over again, but they're still not going to get it, okay? It's about them losing, okay? They were so sure that they were going to win in 2016. They were so sure, every poll, so many Republicans, Hillary, it's a foregone conclusion, Hillary's going to win. So when it happened, I remember watching CNN the night of the election in 2016. And
watching
as the night went on,
right,
as
yeah.
the night went on, you just see them Everyone's just get more disheveled
videos.
And more evil witch from any Disney movie. just deteriorate into nothingness. I remember Van Jones calling it a white lash.
I have Muslim friends who are texting me tonight saying, should I leave the country? I have families of immigrants that are terrified tonight. This was many things. This was a rebellion against the elites. True, it was a complete reinvention of politics and polls, it's true. But it was also something else. We've talked about race. I mean, we've talked about everything but race tonight. We've talked about income, we've talked about class, we've talked about region. We haven't talked about race. This was a white lash. This was a white lash against a changing country. It was a white lash against a black president in part. And that's the part where the pain comes. And Donald Trump has a responsibility tonight.
It's like they already started with the racism before the guy even sniffed the Oval Office. So, I mean, it's almost a running joke at this point to call Trump a racist. It's like, yeah, okay, he's a racist again. He's the most racist person ever, yet everybody tolerates it. Or at least everybody allows him to stay where he is. If he was such a blatant racist, though, why would anybody want to keep him where he is? But he's not. It's just manufactured because they're salty.
What this does, though, is it brings the attention away once again from the whistleblower. Nobody wants to talk to the whistleblower. Nobody can question him. You can't know who he is. And Republicans are like, we'd love to bring him in to these closed door sessions mm-hmm. and ask him some questions. What we do know about the whistleblower is that he worked for Joe Biden. He obviously had some kind of title under Joe Biden. He dealt directly with the Ukraine. This seems like someone you might have some questions about, but you can't, you know, every time somebody brings it up, you know, the Democrats are, well, you can't question it's not about the whistleblower. It's about quid pro quo. It's about the president. It's not about the whistleblower. In some ways, this all started with the whistleblower. It is about the whistleblower. He's shrinking back.
It's about a whistleblower that's important to them. Because as we've seen, the media has no problem vilifying whistleblowers. And whether you agree with them or not, whether you think what they did was right or not, the media had a field day with people like Snowden, with people like Assange, okay? They have no problem vilifying people that don't feed their narrative. But because the whistleblower is feeding their narrative, as we've seen from the Veritas video, Jeff Zucker, the president of CNN, his whole thing is Trump impeachment.
Yeah, you're talking about the Veritas video that came out.
Yeah. His whole thing is Trump impeachment. So it feeds their narrative. That's why they protect this whistleblower like he's the second coming of Christ. Because he is everything to their argument right now. And it's kind of slim, because isn't it like second or third or fourth hand like information?
Yeah, it's a, he heard from someone that told him the phone call was.
I heard from a friend. He played the telephone, the can on the string telephone game.
So I wonder if they're concerned that if they bring out this whistleblower, if people know who they are and people get to ask them questions, if they're afraid that it might be a lynching.
I'm not going there.
You're not going there?
I'm not supposed to say that word.
Oh, that's right. Well, we're not allowed to say that word. But we did! And we thank you for joining to the MRC TV podcast. You can tune in and check out old episodes on Spotify, iTunes, and Google Play. Thank you for being with us. We'll return again next week. Nick, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.